This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Victoria Human Exchange Society has been successfully assisting people in need of housing for 19 years, and now the organization's Nanaimo branch is opening two transitional houses, one for men and the other for women. Nanaimo Transitional Housing Chairperson and Community Organizer Leanne Salter says the houses will provide shelter for up to 6 months to people who might come to Nanaimo and find that they are homeless, couch surfing, or unexpectedly without shelter. An on-site facilitator will assist with community service referrals and the search for stable housing. The transitional housing is drug and alcohol free, and it opens on September 1st.
We're joined in the studio by community organizer and Nanaimo Transitional Housing Chairperson, Leanne Salter. Welcome back to People First Radio, Leanne.
Thanks, Kevin.
Now, the Victoria Human Exchange Society operates seven houses in Victoria, Sydney, and on Salt Spring Island that offer safe and affordable housing for people who are homeless or living in poverty. Tell us more about the Human Exchange Society and its work.
Well, they've been, as you said, they've been working now for 19 years, very successfully housing people who have been homeless. Often what they do is help folks who have gone to hospital, for instance, and shouldn't be going home to an empty house. So the hospital will contact the Human Exchange and send folks there from the hospital so that they can recover and then go home.
How did you come to be involved in the Exchange Society's work?
Just recognizing the amount of homelessness and need that is happening in all of our communities, really across BC and Canada, and feeling that we really needed to address it in a practical way, which was through housing.
In March 2011, you issued a call for volunteers to come forward and join the Nanaimo Transitional Housing for Homeless Project, which operates under the umbrella, as we've mentioned, of the Victoria Group. What kind of response did you get?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had so many people interested in working with our committee, people who have been involved on so many different levels. Some folks are donating things for the house. Other people are on our board. We have 8 people on the board who are actively working on this project and who have really brought it to where it is today.
What steps were taken then between March 2011 and today, September the 1st, 2011, the day on which the Nanaimo Project is opening its first two transitional houses? What brought you from the spring to the fall in the two houses?
Well, we had to secure some financing to get the houses up. And so we've been working on that quite intensely, actually, and we're able to secure the dollars to get the houses up and running. We've also been working on getting the donations and getting the furniture, the beds. Really, when you think of furnishing a home, it's from silverware to beds and bedding and carpets for the floor. So it's been a big a very long process. Really, we were hoping it would be a bit earlier, but and in addition to that, the landlord who has agreed to allow us to rent his homes has renovated the houses, and so that has been really, really wonderful for us.
Are you able to disclose the addresses or the location or the general environment in which the houses are located?
Yeah, we prefer not to disclose the addresses because people, of course, will want their privacy. But they are in this area of Nanaimo, the Harewood area, yeah, and they're side by side as well.
Yes. Now, you've mentioned a facilitator is involved in this process, and I'd like to talk with you more about that in a few minutes. But I'm wondering, is the facilitator in place? Is there only one facilitator? Are the houses actually open today, and are there people in them?
We will have two facilitators, one male facilitator in the men's house, one female in the women's house. We are working on getting our facilitators in place. We do believe we have a male facilitator now, and that is the house that we're opening today, is the men's house. Sorry, I can't remember all your questions.
Well, I'm wondering about the two houses that are opening today, whether there are people already
in them, and
what's kind of happening at the moment.
Yeah, no, we don't have people in them at the moment. We wanted to make sure that we actually had, we were able to occupy the homes because they were being renovated. So we waited until we actually had the keys, which we now do. So so we will be putting out the advertisements for folks who want to come to the houses. I wanted to add one piece of what I think impacts homelessness is that a lot of people have pets. They have dogs, and that impacts their ability to get secure housing. So what we've done is we're building two kennels, one for each house, which will be locked down, and it will also be heated so that the pets can be kept in the kennel and then locked down and safe. So that will sort of encourage people to come in from being outside and move towards stable housing.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
Nanaimo's 2007 to 2009 homelessness partnering strategy identified a number of priorities, including transitional housing and support services for adult men and women. Financial factors, personal issues, and problems in the rental process were all found to be specific issues faced by people in need of transitional housing in Nanaimo. A new local initiative was launched in the spring of 2011 to help make a difference to men and women in need of temporary transitional housing. The Nanaimo Transitional Housing for Homeless Project, operating under the umbrella of the Victoria Human Exchange Society, is now ready to open two transitional houses in Nanaimo, one for women and the other for men, and as Leanne Salter just said, their dogs as well. We're joined in the studio by Leanne Salter. She is a community organizer and the chairperson of the Nanaimo Transitional Housing Project.
The 2006 Nanaimo Summer Homelessness Census identified a number of barriers that make it difficult for people who are currently homeless or at risk of absolute homelessness to obtain and maintain their housing. The first barriers are financial. No money, no job, too few affordable units, low social assistance benefits. The second group of barriers to finding housing involve personal issues, addiction, mental illness, pregnancy, responsibility for dependents, need for accessible housing. And the third group of barriers included problems in the rental process, such as having a bad record, lack of references, identification, credit, and lack of transportation. Leanne, I'm wondering if you could tell us more about these barriers to finding housing and how the transitional housing that is opening this week might help with those problems.
Well, part of our goal is, because it is transitional, people can come in for really, you know, 4 days up to 6 months. And we would look at extensions if that was required, as long as they're working towards stable housing. So in that regard, they don't have to sign a tenancy agreement. It's an occupancy agreement. So it's a little different. As far as the cost, and that's true, housing is so expensive. Everything is included in their rent. So rent is $400 a month, and it's their heat's included, and you know, lights, it's all water, it's all included. So they don't have those additional costs to pay. At some point, we expect them to start paying for food, but not right at the beginning, because we need to move them towards being stable first.
What about the personal challenges that people arrive with, such as addiction, mental illness, responsibility for dependents, some of the lists that I just mentioned?
Right. And so our facilitator will be working with people who have those issues, as well as the facilitator will have conflict resolution skills, may have been in addiction at one time themselves and have now been clean and sober. And so that is the job of the facilitator, to keep the house relaxed, stable, keep people understanding how to keep keep their surroundings clean, how to keep themselves on the straight and narrow, and working towards stability.
How many people can actually be accommodated in each of the two houses?
One house has six, and the other is seven. The men is six, and the women's is seven.
What do you think the key challenges will be for the organization in Nanaimo as it goes forward with this project?
What the challenges of the houses will be? I suspect it may be the neighborhood. I think some people don't appreciate having houses like this in the neighborhood, but I think once they realize that it's really going to be a very calm atmosphere here, I think they'll be okay. With the facilitator, it's not a typical house, a typical rooming house.
You told the Nanaimo Daily News at the start of this process, that was in an interview in the spring, that the initial plan was for one rented house in Nanaimo, but you've opened two today. What's next for the transitional housing project? What is in the works?
Well, the Victoria Human Exchange, really, their hope was to go worldwide with this. So we're moving outside of the Victoria area now up to Nanaimo and hoping to move across the island and then over to the mainland and so on. So that really is their dream.
In terms of your short-term needs as a group, you mentioned that you're collecting furnishings, you're collecting silverware or dishes, etc. Are there any appeals that you want to make to the public at this time?
We could use we really need beds, dressers, small dressers, and carpets for the floor. That's what's left.
Leanne Salter, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Well, I guess what I'd like to add is a couple things. I'd like to thank people who have donated, the Sisters of St. Anne, who made a tremendous contribution to us. We have no government dollars involved in this, nothing from the city. It's all private money that has helped to get these houses up. And I'd also like to thank Keith Davenport from ULOC, who donated a heated storage area, 10x10 storage, plus a moving truck, so that we can collect these things from the community and even from Victoria. So just wanted to thank him for that.
And we'd like to thank you for coming in, taking the time to speak with us today on this, I would say, important day of the opening of at least the first of two houses here in Nanaimo for people who need transitional housing. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Leanne Salter is a community organizer and the chairperson of the Nanaimo Transitional Housing for Homeless Project. The project operates under the umbrella of the Victoria Human Exchange Society. You can find the Exchange Society online at humanx.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.